You are listening to Christian Audio's production of At the Scent of Water by Linda Nichols. This book is read by Tracy Svensgaard. This listener's edition audio recording was produced in 2009 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This production was recorded by arrangement with Bethany House and was originally published in English as At the Scent of Water by Bethany House, copyright 2009 by Linda Nichols. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. At the Scent of Water by Linda Nichols. Prologue. The birthday club had been meeting at the inn at Smoky Hollow for 5 years now. Ordinarily, they would have rotated. Each year, the June birthdays would go somewhere different to celebrate. But Ginny's was the only June birthday left since Evelyn had died. And for 5 years now, she'd chosen the inn. Even though she didn't particularly care for the pan-fried trout, and the meals were a mite dear. It was a fancier place than she was used to, but still she chose it. All because of the man at the corner table, who wasn't here yet. She saw the waitress place the silver and napkins, position the water glasses just so, arrange the bottle in the ice bucket, the same setup every year. Ginny glanced toward the doorway, still nothing. She returned her attention to Cora and patted her hand, an old, veined hand.